switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
Thunder Country weather. Good Saturday morning. This weather update is brought to you by Albia Ford, right on Highway 5 and right on the money. Skies for Saturday are sunny with a high of 79, with breezy winds gusting as high as 24 miles per hour, bringing you to the overnight with mostly cloudy skies and a low of 59, with winds gusting as high as 31 miles per hour, to bring you to a sunny Sunday with a high of 81. Have a good weekend.
It's Saturday morning and time for the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Jason Summers brings you live interviews with the area's sports headliners.
Oh, that's horrible. That is some rude broadcasting, brother.
With clear and concise analysis.
Carter Isley!
Wow!
He stepped to the left or to the right. To the left or to the right.
Jason takes you through today's complex sports stories and makes them simple.
And this is Jason Summers, who will be ending the day. I am still jacked up on the dude.
And now, from his Community First Credit Union man cave.
Buckle up, boys. Don't look, dolls.
This might get hairy.
It's the Coach's Corner.
Attention, this is your captain speaking. I've got good news and bad news. The good news is we'll be landing immediately. Bad news is we're crash landing.
You're listening to the Coach's Corner live from Community First Credit Union on Thunder Country KIIC.
Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome in. Welcome into the Coach's Corner. And a beautiful Saturday it is. A sun-dripped Saturday here in the month of April. Temperatures near 80 where all of you are. But I have crash-landed here in the beautiful state of Wisconsin, Prairie du Chien, where I am going to be witness to a pretty cool day. A great day. It's a great day to be celebrating a wedding. And today, one of the all-time great wrestling managers is going to get married here. Ellie Winger is going to get married here this afternoon. And I have the pleasure of going to be able to witness that here from Prairie du Chien, looking out. And I can see Pike's Peak down the river or across the Mississippi. And it's an absolutely gorgeous day. And I'd encourage you to get out and enjoy this weather. You know, we're pretty darn fortunate to be having this kind of weather. What a, after that first, Jacob, do you remember trying to shovel to get into the studio? We received like almost 2 feet of snow.
Yeah.
It was Siberia. There was absolutely, at that point in time, there was no hope.
And
both of us, you know, texting back and forth, I could tell quickly, and I can hear it in your voice, the disdain that we have for winter. See, I gotten to the point where I don't dislike winter. I'm not even sure I like anybody who does like winter. But man, was it dark and dreary. And then those 2 weeks of immense suffering that all of us endured, wow, did the weather change? And did we have a beautiful, really, winter was not all that bad on us. And now spring has come, and beautiful, beautiful, beautiful weather. Jacob, do you get into mushroom hunting?
I don't. I feel like it's been a long time since I have, if I have. How about you?
Well, I used to consider it mushroom hunting. Now I find it tick season.
Yeah.
So I have certainly accomplished finding more ticks, or ticks finding me, than I have mushrooms over the last several years. But I know, my dad was an all-time great mushroom hunter, and stomping the woods out there by Tyrone. And by the way, that's my middle name, Jacob. Did you know that my middle name is Tyrone? And
I did.
I was named after my – now, this is – I was named after my dad's dog, Jason. Now, some people would, those dog lovers today would appreciate that. My dad was a huge coon hunter, and he had a dog, and he named it Jason. And then he was from Tyrone. As a matter of fact, they were known as the Tyrone Kids. The Boxcar Kids of Tyrone. And do you know where Tyrone's at, Jacob?
I do, because you showed me.
Hell, I did. I took you on it. That's right. Mm-hmm. See, I've culturalized Jacob Briggs, the best producer in all the business, and my wife and I took him on a... No, just you and me. We went for a long ride on checking out the countryside. But Tyrone was one of the largest cattle stops in all of America at the time for years. And the train would go through there, and those who know where that's at, it's wrong Cedar Creek, and the train tracks go through there. And the back door of my good buddy Joe Sinclair... I lost where I'm talking. But I'm going to tell you that my dad named me after the little town of Tyrone. So Jason Tyrone Summers, and I'm proud of that name, because if you're Tyrone, you got to be you get an extra T in there for your toughness. But go out there and find a lot of mushrooms. And I know that right now this listening audience, I know they're probably finding some of the little gray. And Jacob, do you like to eat them?
No. I'm not a mushroom person.
Folks, you got people swerving into the ditch right now. I'm ready to take you down. But they are going to be popping. And I know, by the way, if you found some, go ahead out and share them. You bring them by the studio. I know they're going to be starting to be found. I've seen the leaves starting to come up on the trees, the buds, and it's absolutely beautiful. So get out and enjoy this beautiful weather. And I'm going to get ready to go for a long 3-hour run, if everything goes well here in a little bit, because you got to get ready for a big wedding. The big wedding tonight, one of the all-time great wrestling managers, Ellie Winger, is going to get married, and I cannot wait. I'm going to talk with Dave. I got to see some of his family already this morning, and Melissa, and they are pumped up and excited, and why wouldn't you be? What a great day to be the father of a beautiful bride, and awesome, awesome stuff. Hey, folks, awesome stuff. A big thank you to Community First Credit Union. $2,500 is now going to assist and help our heroes in the CJ3 Foundation. As Community First has given, CJ3 will be issuing a large check to the CJ3 Foundation, because all of you who participated in Stomp the Chumps this year, for everyone that signed up, Community First Credit Union gave a dollar donation to the CJ3 Foundation, $2,500 going their way. And over 1,200 people participated this year in the contest. So, CFirst just does what it does. Hey, we're going to give a dollar per person. No. Let's just make that a $2,500. And a big thank you to them. And congratulations, because we got some winners. The top prize of $500 in Menards cash. And right now... there's all kinds of projects after winter, even though it was a little milder than what we thought we were going to end up with. We still have, winter to deal with, and that means projects are coming your way. Spring cleaning and spring and summer renovations are coming your way. And $500 Menard cash going to Jim Carl with 172 points. He picked South Carolina in the finals. And Jim, I was right there with you. I thought the Hawks would get to the finals, but man, with that South Carolina team, amazing. And congratulations to Jim Carl, and he has got $500 to work around the house, picking up a 4-ticket Adventureland stay, overnight stay. Aaron Devers, congratulations, Aaron, and to your family, because you'll have a nice getaway up to Adventureland. And then third place winner Dave Ogden received a $100 gift card from the Sheraton restaurant. And what a beautiful day it would be to take you're somebody with you and go over to the Sheraton and enjoy the ambience of the Sheraton Square and have a really awesome evening. And so congratulations, the best finish on the men's side, but not enough points to make the prize was Terry Orgeez. I don't know if I got that right, Terry, but congratulations to all of you, and a big congratulations to the CJ3 Foundation, and a big huge thank you to Community First Credit Union, Greg Henshaw, the president there. And I just loved visiting with Greg. And I know he was enjoying the tournament. Did you watch that basketball game? Jacob Briggs, the best producer in all the business, who's needing to become now a sports fan. I'm working on that. You are producing a sports show, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you watch that game?
Sort of.
Wait a second. Sort of.
Yes. It was the last like quarter, because I'm not gonna lie, I was watching it was Grown Ups, and Grown Ups 2 was on, and so I.
Wait, but Jacob Riggs, mm-hmm. you watched a rerun movie over the first run, Caitlin Clark and the Iowa Hawkeyes.
Well, I watched the last 7 seconds.
You were one of very few people in this entire country, because nearly over 20 million, exceeding any other college basketball game. Only a few events have outshined. I don't think Grown Ups 2, a rerun, was even in the footprint. I don't. You ever seen one of those charts where you have the outliers, you know, of all these little dots on there, and you find yourself on the spectrum, and they're right? I can't see your spot. You're that far off. Sorry for you, because you missed a tremendous ball game and a great effort out of the Iowa Hawkeyes, and what a run they've been on. We will talk with Tom Cakert next week. Iowa is going to have a spring football game next week. We'll talk with Tom Cakert and Bill Sills. Get the Hawks and Cyclones on, get their perspective. But today, a very fast Saturday here, as we're going to talk some golf here in a few minutes. Man, I'm sure the Albia Country Club is going to be pretty busy today, because it is going to be a great, great, great day for golf. We're also going to talk some track, a windy week, it's, you know, when you get into April, you start to see a blue oval, and you start to talk about postseason. Hard to think about that, how quickly this time will fly by, but I promise you, we're going to have to buckle them up, because it is going to be a fast ride. That always is the Coach's Corner, but all the sports seasons. And after a timeout, we'll come back here, and boy, what a beautiful view looking out here and seeing the Mississippi, and you can look over and see Pike's Peak, and it's going to be a great day to be here celebrating again. Ellie Winger gonna say I do, and I'm pretty excited. Man, I might even catch Coach Winger at some point here this morning. He may stop by, you never know. When we come back to the fastest hour on all of radio, you're listening to the Coach's Corner of Marty Hermsen. We're going to talk some golf when we come back to the Coach's Corner.
Who doesn't like a good win-win? When you refinance your car or recreational vehicle with Community First Credit Union's Drive Forward Give Back Special, you get $50, a great rate, and no payments for 90 days. Plus, we give $50 to support the Food Bank of Iowa. That's $50 for you and $50 for good, the ultimate win-win. Stop in or apply online at c1stcu.com today. Subject to credit approval and program qualifications, some restrictions apply, federally insured by the NCUA.
My whole business just went up in flames. But my agent was there before the fire was out. We started a plan. I've got 25 employees who could be out of a job if we didn't get this place running again. My independent agent and auto owner's insurance, they made sure we didn't skip a beat. I mean, we didn't miss a single payroll. That's incredible.
For whatever lies ahead, we're always there.
Visit Summers Insurance in Albia today at summersins.net.
Save big money on supplies for your next project. Now at Menards. From simple paint protection to heavy-duty construction, Polar Plastics has a solution for any project. 10 by 25-foot rolls of all-purpose plastic drop cloth are on sale now through April 14th. Save big on Polar Plastics at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
This is Joe Millage, and our growing fleet of KIIC vehicles need attention from time to time to keep us on the go. Whether we need tires, engine repair, brake work, or anything bumper to bumper, we take our fleet to S&A Auto in Oskaloosa. They're located at Highway 92 and Highway 432, next to H&S Feed and Country Store.
Hi, this is Anna C. with Sheridan Valley Electric Cooperative in Albia. CVC is seeking students interested in applying for a 2024 summer internship. Our summer internship program is designed to give high school students practical work experience and provide an opportunity to explore possible career paths within the cooperative in electrical industry. The seasonal full-time internship is May through August from 8 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, with hourly compensation. Contact Ashley Trachel at Sheridan Valley Electric Cooperative in Albia to learn more about applying.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
All right, welcome back into the Coach's Corner. We're going to talk some golf and an eclipse that took place on Monday. And, boy, eclipsing some tremendous scores. How about the boys' golf team, and how about Coach Marty Hermsen? Coach, on Monday, you guys got a busy week, and I'm assuming I got the numbers right, but you've been around me long enough to know that you probably don't want to listen to anything I assume. But it looked like a pretty good showing for you guys, and Cooper Bradley looks like he's having a heck of a junior year.
He is. He played well. We had a busy week this week. We went Monday, Tuesday, and then we played last night. And actually, we're down at the Preserve on Thursday for a practice round type thing, scrimmage. It's been a whirlwind this week. But we started off with Monday. Went over to Sheraton, had a little triangular with Sheraton and Davis County, and we won that meet, shooting a team score of 164. Sheraton had 173, and Davis County had 174. Cooper Bradley, shot a very, very fine score of 37. I think that ties his all-time best, one over par. And right on his heels was another junior, Cale Schofield, with a 38. And really excited. Those two guys, they've been playing well. It's going to have to continue because we've got some bigger stuff coming up.
Well, no doubt about that. Before we jump up, let's talk about the makeup of this team, and I'll let you maybe describe it. Tell us a little bit about the strengths of this team. Usually the strengths start with your seniors. You know, those are the individuals who they have to take the mantra of leading. And you got a Fisher in there, so you got some leadership, buddy. But talk a little bit about the team, makeup of your team, and its strengths.
Yeah, we only have one senior, Connor Fisher, and so blessed to have him be a part of the team. He does share with soccer, and I talked to Coach Johnson after the first soccer game. He's like, man, Connor is really, really good in soccer. I was like, yeah, I'm sure he is. I told Coach Johnson he's really, really good in golf too, so don't be getting any ideas about taking him away. It's nice to be able to share those athletes. I mean, we all want what's best for our program, and I'd love to have him just for golf. But, we're a smaller school, and, we have a nice soccer program as well, and I'm happy to share those kids. And Coach Johnson and I work it out, and ends up being good. And it's always what's best for kids. What do the kids want? It's not about, us and winning and blah, blah, blah.
But I also know that Marty Hermson loves hitting a little white ball and loves dribbling a big round orange ball. And And I'd love to see you in a singlet with winger out. I think I could maybe have that happen. Yeah. No, I take that back. I may not want to see you in the singlet.
No.
I don't want to see a car wreck either, but you have to look at it. Just saying.
Yeah. Oh, shoot. So I'm going to continue on with Tuesday. We're at home with our Albia invite. It was our first 18-hole match of the year, and we came away victorious on Tuesday. We shot a team score of 326. Not too bad. Conditions were pretty good. Fairfield ended up second place, 348, and then I didn't write the other teams down, but a pretty convincing win. I always, I always have a team goal of at least 320 or less. It's always good shooting for a high school golf team, and we're close to that. Winning that meet was Cale Schofield shooting a 77. Cale had a real interesting nine. He had on his last nine, he had an eagle and three birdies, and still only managed to shoot a 38. Hit some really, really bad holes in there as well. But, boy, the kid, you talk about somebody that's on the brink of going very low at any given time. It's definitely Cale Schofield. And then the second place for that tournament, the Albie Invite, Connor Fisher. I think that's his personal best with a 78. And Con's really kind of come through this year so far. I don't know if it's because he's a senior or what's going on there. I will add that we had a big, big improvement in the coaching staff. Darren resigned his job at Moravia and is now helping me as an assistant for the golf program. So the coaching has obviously gotten way better because of that.
Well, buddy, you know, that is he's a professional. That's a really good thing. But
yeah, he's okay.
he's all right. One thing that I'll always compliment you, year in, year out, without exception, even the years when maybe the talent wasn't at its highest or its peak, you are always competing for conference titles, always. And I don't know if there's anything else you could want in a program. Having the country club, you know, that's one thing I was going to visit with you about because I am not a really I'm a bad golfer. Okay, so that course will take a bad golfer, and if you are consistent with being out there, it is challenging enough and has places where it allow the golfer to improve. But we're blessed to have the kind of course that we have right here in Albia to be able to go out and sharpen the edge with.
Yeah, it's big shout out to Chris and Connie Judge, and they just—I mean, those girls—they have very, very good hearts, and they might not be the best golfers in the world. They might not know, you know, everything there is to know about golf, but they're open-minded, and they want what's best for the course and for the people that play there, and. Really, really have, you know, that golf course has always been a nice golf course. And Todd Hassanen, our groundskeeper, I just think Todd is really, really good and does a super job out there and always, always happy with how our golf course looks. And compared to the other conference schools, I truly believe that we have the best little nine-hole course in the conference.
No doubt about it. Finishing up the week, and then let's take a look at the week ahead.
Okay. Well, we played last night, and we didn't stumble. We played well. We kind of ran into a little buzzsaw. PCM was there, and they shot up 152, which is a really, really solid score. And then we shot 158, which is our season best, and. There were two other teams there. Kyoto shot a 162, and Linville Sully shot a 176. Playing very, very good golf. Winning it was Cale Schofield. Kid from PCM was second. Cale had a 1-under 35, and I caught up with him on hole 7. He had two holes to go, and there's a little par 3 on hole 8 up at Diamond Trail in Sully, and Cale hit a great approach shot, and he had himself about a 15-footer, and he's like, he turned to me and said, this is my opportunity, and sure enough, he made that putt and went on, and because he was down one to the kid from PCM, and made that birdie putt and then turned around and tied him on the last hole, so he ended up winning it, and it was good. I was very happy with Cale, and obviously shooting under par is tremendous, and you don't get that every day out of a high school golfer, so that was really good. And Connor Fisher, again, shot a very, very good score. He opened up with a double bogey, and he shot 38, and I think he had 3 birdies on the day, so I was really happy with that. 38's a good score for a high school golfer, and I also want to give a shout-out to a kid that you probably never expect me to say. It's his second year really playing golf, and Quincy Lupton had his first birdie last night, and broke 60, and you know, that's a big deal. Yep. For a golfer to make under par for a hole, and he was all excited about that, and I was excited for him, so congratulations to Quincy.
Good, good stuff, Coach. What's this week look like coming up?
All right,
for you guys?
So we go down to the Preserve on Tuesday for a triangular. I think it's Moravia and Sheraton, and then Thursday's a big Davis County invite, and then we really only got about 3 weeks left, and it's conference time. So it just seems like it just started, and boy, we got 3 weeks left, and it's going to be over fairly soon, so hopefully not. Hopefully we can continue. We did bump up to Class 3A this year, and it's going to be tough. Knoxville is in the area. They're good. Pella is good. Oski beat us already this year. And then if we go the other way towards the eastern end of the state, Solon is excellent. So it's going to be a tough draw. There's a lot of – Williamsburg is also in 3A, and they've got a very – well, they – went to the state tournament as well last year. So it's going to be a tough draw, and hopefully we can just play our best golf and let the numbers go where they go. Just hopefully we can play our best. That's what we always try to do.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, congratulations. And boy, what a great week to be out on the golf course, and some beautiful weather ahead of us. It looks like next week as well. So let's enjoy this weekend too.
And you have you tell Coach Winger I said hello, and up in God's country, that's kind of my neck of the woods there. And
this is your beaten path, isn't it?
Yes, it is. So it's so beautiful up there, and wish them all the best for the Winger family. No two better people than Dave and Melissa. So congrats to those people.
Well, you just did, buddy. One thing I can rest assured, Coach Winger's got a headset on someplace. He's one of the most faithful listeners to the program, because he loves hearing what the kids are doing. And I appreciate all that you're doing, good buddy. And have a great week. I'm going to use my telepathic abilities and forecast that Marty will probably be near a golf course sometime here this weekend.
Very soon. And I've got a good guy here. I like to give a shout out to all the spring coaches. They're just good people, and they're always fun to work with. And I see Big Todd's here, and looks like he might have been doing some work already this morning. He's much more ambitious than I am on a Saturday. But Coach Ratliff does a great job with the girls, and it's good to work with these people. And the tennis programs, and the track, and the soccer, it's all good. It's a lot going on, but we always seem to manage to make it work.
And you mentioned it earlier, Connor Fisher. By the way, he is a tremendous soccer player.
Yeah, that's what they say. I've watched a little bit. I don't see it yet, but no, I'm teasing. He is. He's the real deal. He's the real deal in the golf course too, though. That's not enough people appreciate that, because I don't see a whole lot of fans out there watching that. But kudos to him. I mean, he's just a good athlete. He's a very solid athlete. So
we're going to go down a rabbit hole for just a moment, and you'll let me. So you have, I know you appreciate the value of, and that's what I was setting you up with, because you'll hit the little round white ball and dribble the orange ball. You know, you love playing all these different sports, and there's a value in that that you get. But I think that having an athlete that is very flexible and in exceptional shape helps them become even a better golfer, I would think.
Yeah.
And I think soccer would certainly give people flexibility of movement and hip flexors and endurance.
Well, I mean, you just, any professional golfer, they're in that weight room. They're in the training facilities all the time. And, you know, it doesn't look like they're doing a lot, but man, the flexibility and things that they're able to do, I can't do that stuff. So it's people always used to say that, you know, golfers aren't real athletes. They're not. It's not a real sport. Well, it is. And it's changed a lot over the years. People see John Daly and think of that
but
as
he's an elite athlete. People don't realize he's a
very, very, very flexible. I'll tell you that, and he can hit the ball a long way for a guy like that. But most of these other guys, they're ripped. I mean, they're just in shape, and they're very in tune with their bodies. So I don't know. I'm in tune, but my tune is getting a little longer, as they say. I guess.
Well, you go have a great Saturday, good buddy.
All right,
I appreciate
pal.
It, and we'll talk with you again very, very soon.
Okay, thanks for all Marty YouTube Hermsen. Too, pal. I appreciate it.
All right, drive fast, take chances. Okay. That is Marty Hermsen.
That's not from the driver's instructor.
Yeah, that's why I said it. We're going to take a time out. We're coming back. Coach Todd Ratliff is going to join us. We're going to talk ladies and on the track. Windy couple of days. We'll see how that wind held up, and we'll see how these times are coming down when we come back to the Fast Hour on All Radio. Buckle them up. You're on the ride. That is the Coach's Corner.
What's holding you back from living your best life? If it's poor credit or no credit, Community First Credit Union has the solution for you. With our new Charge Up Credit Builder program, we make it possible for you to establish or rebuild your credit so you can achieve your dreams, whether it's owning a home, purchasing a vehicle, or something else. So, what do you say? Why not let Community First Credit Union help you charge up your credit to new heights? Subject to approval and program qualifications, Equal Housing Opportunity, federally insured by the NCUA.
When it comes to your health, quality matters. And so does convenience. At Lucas County Health Center, they're committed to providing you and your family with the care you need close to home. Everything from doctor's appointments to total knee replacements, they have you covered. Learn more about the services at Lucas County Health Center by visiting lchcia.com. Lucas County Health Center. Better health starts here. Always caring, always home. Lucas County Health Center.
No one likes to think about death or plan for it, but making this important decision now allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind. When the loss of a loved one comes unexpectedly, it puts a tremendous amount of stress and financial burden on the survivors. Begin planning your final arrangements with Tharp Funeral Home. See Richard Tharp and his compassionate staff at Tharp Funeral Home to guide you through the funeral planning process. Located at 116 Benton Avenue West in Albia.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
I'm going to have to get my dance shoes on. We're going to be celebrating our wedding here this afternoon as Luke Winger's going to get married and going to be a part of watching that unfold and looking forward to it. Guy that's been doing some dancing around the Oval and does as much running as the athletes himself, Coach Todd Ratliff, is going to join me here in the KIC studios. And Coach, you've had a good workout this week because you've been chasing ladies all over. There's no if I go to the track meet and I want to watch somebody run, I just watch you because you're everywhere and you try to hit every corner in every event. You get a good workout just from going and coaching.
Yeah, you know, I try to be mobile. I try to be where I know that we call them the dead spots in track, the places where our minds can sometimes overwhelm our bodies. We're running, so I try to get to those spots. And you know, I talk with the ladies before they run. And you know, for most of them, by this point in the season, I figured out where they want me to be, so I can give them that extra bit of encouragement. On when we went to Pekin, I think it was on Thursday night, you know, it was like 45 mile per hour winds plus the Pekin effect.
It's always windy there.
And Coach Parks came over with me and he stayed stride for stride with me. So, you know, it was a big night for him. I ended up with almost 21,000 steps on the day. So that was pretty fun. I think that he enjoyed it as well. But, you know, the girls enjoyed it too, hearing his voice somewhere close to where I was on the track too. So we do. We try to do everything we can to support them as they're out there, given what they have.
Well, it kind of teed it up there. Wind-aided shot puts. How often do you get that?
every time you go to Pekin.
Yeah, that's exactly it. So, you know, it is always windy in Pekin, but it didn't have the cold. We'll talk about the girls here in a second, but I thought it'd be a good time to talk about the coaches because, you know, I can always count on Coach Bill being in one of those spots as well. And of course, so I thought I'd give you the floor, let you talk a little bit about your coaching and your staff as well.
Man, they're amazing. They're the reason why we're allowed to do some of the things that we do. Coach Beal is my watch guy at all the meets. He's going to be right on the splits, on the timing, and you know I'm going to be way off. And I'll go to talk to him before we go live with the girls on what we think that they actually ran. You know he's that positive attitude. We didn't have him on Pekin, and we got on the bus, and I sat down in the driver's seat to pull away, and somebody's like, "Wait, where's Coach Beal?" Like, Coach Beal's going with Osceola with the boys tonight. And you could just, you know, not disappointment, but, yeah, disappointment. Because they love him being around. He's like that mother hen that makes sure that they're feeling good with what they've done and that they are I don't know. It's hard to explain the importance of Coach Beal to our team. He's like the overseer, keeps me in check. He helps me. You know, make sure I don't forget the key important things that I need to be doing for the team. And you know, he does the same thing with Coach Hill when he's with the guys. And you know, when he has to go to one or the other team suffers. They truly suffer because of the importance of him to the program. You know, and Coach Parks does just an incredible job. I know Coach Hill will talk about it, but last night Coach Parks had points come up on the board for the Blue Demons team and in the shot and in the disc. You know, and he's working with the junior high kids to give us a future in those areas. You know, we just love that he makes that time. He doesn't get paid a dime. to be there. He just loves. He has a heart of a champion and a heart for kids and a love for the school, the program, and the community. So having those two guys along with us on the coaching staff for Coach Hill and I is incredible. And, you know, working with Coach Hill is sometimes like working with a mirror of me, and that's scary at some points, but at other points it's amazing because he'll write down what he thinks we should maybe do for the next 3-5 day workouts, you know, depending on meet schedule, and I'll write it down and we'll get together and we'll meet, and you know, we could have just saved the time and one of us done it because we're that much alike. We've been working together now for I think 11 years here in Albia, you know, side by side with the program, and just he's incredible. He's we were talking last night, we don't have a lot of boy-girl meets early in the season, so we don't get to see each other's teams run. And, you know, we were both talking after the meet, and I said, you know what, this is hands down one of the top three of every sports program I've ever worked with in Albia over these last 28 years. This is one of my favorite groups of people to be around because of who they are as people. He looked at me, he was like, I was just about to say that same thing with the guys program. And so, you know, the coaches that are around me hopefully bring out the best in me. I know they bring out a whole lot more than what I personally could do. And, you know, they're a reason for a lot of the success for these kids. It doesn't go to you know, to just me or to just Coach Hill. It goes to the group, the team that are there today, that are there every day working together.
Coach, talk about this team again. A good week. Get us updated on you know, how the girls performed this weekend. Always pursuing the PRs, and when you're chasing those PRs, and you know, if you can get to be your best, sometimes you end up being the best.
Yeah, you know, if they're standing at all today, that's pretty amazing. We've had 4 outdoor meets in the last 8 days. So put that in perspective. That's, you know, that's averaging one every other day, and we went back to back Thursday and Friday with a little more effort than usual on that Thursday meet. Again, with the wind that was out there, and they have just been performing lights out. Just each meet, we're seeing improvements across the board. And you know, we've got 13 girls out. We're averaging about 11 per meet. You know, we have some things that happen. They're absent from school or other activities that they're in, and we love to, I mean, I'm going to echo what Coach Hermsen said about that. The first of all, the coaches this spring are amazing, the way they're working for kids. I think that's crucial, you know, to all of the programs. But secondly, when they're there, I mean, they're all in. And you know, we would like to have more kids out, but with that being said, we're scoring nearly 100 points a meet with 11 kids, and that's pretty incredible. We've seen some things that haven't happened since I took over the girls program. And last night, we ended the streak of meets with the 4x4, and we dropped a 4:17, so 4 seconds off the school record, with a couple of distance runners in there and a short distance sprinter in there stepping up to the distance, and dropped 7 seconds off our previous best. Wow. From the season.
Wow.
And that's the last event after a 4 meet,
right?
8 days. And the determination that they have to be their best, and I don't think it's to be their best for themselves, it's to be their best for their teammates. And that's where it's amazing. If you know, we watch kids go out and run individual events and have a time, and then we're seeing this year they're going out and they're running the same distance event as part of their team, and they're just incredibly faster at the same event. So the love and desire, I mean, you can just tell that they want to do well for their team, and you know, that's spectacular to stand there and to be able to watch take place. And the leadership of the team, you know, I goal set with athletes. I leave it kind of up to them a little bit to get the season going and figure it out. And we've had a good share of them come to me now. We've sat and we've talked about, hey, between now and May 18th, here's what I'd like to do. When I sat with one of our seniors, she said, Coach, what I want to do this year is whatever best helps the team. This is a 3-time individual state cross country qualifier. This is a multi-event, multi-years state track qualifier. And her goal this year didn't involve her at all. It involved team across the board. And, you know, that just makes me super proud of her. And I don't want to mention Avery Major's name because she might be embarrassed by that, but she is such a giver to her teammates that it's incredible.
Coach, in spite of the numbers you got putting up, really good team results. Like you said, a good week ahead or in the past week, but you also got another busy week coming up. And now we start focusing and not focusing in, but you start to see the horizon of a blue oval, and you got Drake relays and those things you're trying to get competitors in. Talk a little bit about the progress of next week, and then maybe a little look into the further part of the windshield.
Yeah. So right now on the schedule, we just have one meet. I know we have a couple more that we could pick up legally on our schedule, but right now we're sitting at just a Thursday meet down in Wayne, and then we kind of go to a 1 week, one meet per week schedule, which is on purpose because you want to be able to have some time to refine what they're doing. So, you know, looking at, I'm just gonna talk some of the events, and none of these events are set, right? We know that sometimes you have a late improvement from an athlete that just replaces somebody else in that team, which is hard for the coaches to do. But, you know, our job is to find those four fastest on the watch when you're looking at the relays. But our 4x8 team is looking incredible. Last night we ran it again. There's a fatigue factor in running, and you and I both know that, but in case people out there don't understand that, we ran the 4x8, and we were 0.9 seconds from the school record. So with Avery Major having a lifetime PR, McKenna Montgomery was right on the verge of hers. Serene Thompson dropped another 3 seconds from her best 800 on the season, and Abby George just so solid and quick leading us out. And, so when you look at that, and the average state qualifying time for the 4x8 to get in is a 10:28. We've run a 10:11 and a 10:08 the last two times we've been out. You know, the girls in that are four of the five that are running it. Millie McInish is the other one, and they're running really good times. Their goal was a 9:53, so our school record's a 10:07. They were like, ooh, let's go 10:05. They set a 9:53 goal. So, you know, they're doing the work to get to that. My love in track and field, I've got two of them, really. One is the 400 lows, just because I think it's the worst race in the world to run. Avery Major's looking really solid in that, sitting right around the 72 flat mark. We know that it take about a 70 to get there, so we've seen her drop time late in the season every year. Our 4x4 team, again, dropped a lot of time. 4:16 is most years the magic mark to get in by times in that race. Looking at the fastest times in the state, we're sitting number 9 with that right now for 2A. Three of the teams that are in front of us are also going to be at our state qualifier, geographically speaking, so it's going to be a fun. I mean, they should be fast there as well. Abby George continuing to put in great work, set the meet record for Bloomfield last night in the 400 at a 60.1. McKenna Montgomery was just 19 hundredths off of her fastest ever 1500 last night. Just across the board. And, it's fun to talk about what we see happening in varsity bound with times and where we kind of stack up. But some of the best excitement I see, in me and the track, is we're just watching the Manaya Autrys and the Aaliyah Hoods and the Reagan Carters as they go out and just consistently go from their best to their new best, and then their new best from there. And Janelle Clark is a huge factor in that. She's not our fastest kid, and she's not been blessed with track and field speed, but she is helping them become better because she's the one that leads them with the handoff rehearsals in practice, both in practice and at the meets, and she works with them on the block. So it's like having another assistant coach there. But she was on the 4x1 team last night that was within 0.2 of a second of kind of some of those. Like the Abbeys and the Averys ran it. They were within 0.2 with that kind of that next tier of talent. And Aubrey Fisher, Sophia Hopkins, Avery Castor will do anything you want her to at the meet. And they're all seeing things, their times get better. Sophie Heeman, another one. Goodness, I hadn't had her run a 400 yet this year, so I decided, hey, I'll have her run a 400 at Pekin with 10 hurdles in the way. And she did an amazing job with it. You know, she's got a great, great attitude and fun to banter back and forth with. But every single kid on the team is getting better. You know, we're looking forward to getting to the state qualifier. Probably not looking forward to conference like we do most years. And I'm going to be honest, I'm a little bit saddened by the the decisions that were made to have 33% of my team in Tennessee on a band trip during our conference meet. You know,
it's a good time to have a band band conference, but. What a great run you guys are on! Again, going down to one meet a week, I think it's really going to help bring down those times. Rested legs are a whole lot better than how many meets? 4 in 8 days? That's pounding on the old legs. Yeah, hey, Coach, I'm gonna jump on the phone line, talk to Coach Hill here in just a second. Then I got a special guest coming by my room as I look out at the beautiful backdrop that is the Mississippi, and the other side of the river is Iowa, where Pikes Peak's at. We're looking at Pikes Peak on the distance here. Gonna take a timeout. We're gonna come back. We're gonna talk with Coach Hill here in just a second. I got not the man of the hour, but the man of the day. Coach Wenger's going to say hello to us as well. We're going to talk about one of the all-time great managers for wrestling program, Ellie Winger. She's going to say I do today. We're going to be here to be watch it all happen. When we come back to the Fast Hour on All Radio, you're listening to the Coach's Corner.
When it comes to your insurance for your home, auto, farm, and business, think about your very own hometown insurance company, G&P Insurance. Right here in Albia for 12-plus years, family-owned and operated. We're proud of our hometown just like you are. From the wonderful Welcome Home Soldier Monument to all the local businesses thriving in our community, the wonderful churches and kids excelling throughout our community. We are proud of Albia just like you. Proud to support, serve, and protect our community. Next time you think of your insurance and protection needs, think of G&P Insurance.
Who doesn't like a good win-win? When you refinance your car or recreational vehicle with Community First Credit Union's Drive Forward Give Back Special, you get $50, a great rate, and no payments for 90 days. Plus, we give $50 to support the Food Bank of Iowa. That's $50 for you and $50 for good. The ultimate win-win. Stop in or apply online at c1stcu.com today. Subject to credit approval and program qualifications, some restrictions apply, federally insured by the NCUA.
My whole business just went up in flames. But my agent was there before the fire was out. We started a plan. I've got 25 employees who could be out of a job if we didn't get this place running again. My independent agent and auto owner's insurance, they made sure we didn't skip a beat. I mean, we didn't miss a single payroll. That's incredible.
For whatever lies ahead, we're always there.
Visit Summers Insurance in Albia today at summersins.net.
Save big money on supplies for your next project. Now at Menards. From simple paint protection to heavy-duty construction, Polar Plastics has a solution for any project. 10 by 25-foot rolls of all-purpose plastic drop cloth are on sale now through April 14th. Save big on Polar Plastics at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
To the Coach's Corner. We have crash landed here. Great scene. I say the Coach Dave Wenger, the man of the hour.
Put it together. So
you've had some big days, you know, as coaching, and then we're going to talk with Coach Hill in just a second. The reason I happen to have crash landed here in Wisconsin is we're going to celebrate a big day for you and your family, and one of the all-time great wrestling managers, Ellie Wenger, is going to say I do today, but you've had some big moments. You know, we've seen you in a suit at the state on a Saturday. Always a good day when Coach Winger's got a suit on a Saturday night.
Yeah, and then I'm putting one on tonight, so I don't wear them very often, but when I do, it's usually pretty good, so we're going to have some fun.
Well, I've seen a few tears on a Saturday night as well, buddy, yeah. And I'm going to look in my little crystal ball and rub it a little bit. There may be a few dad tears tonight.
There might be. I'm probably going to try to hold those back a little bit, but I think they're going to come eventually. So good thing I'm sitting in the front row, so yeah. nobody will see me.
You've had to give your pregame speeches. You got your speech already?
Yeah, actually, I do. I'm not going to give you too much on that, but that's going to be worth the price of admission because I actually gave it some thought. I'm not
I wrote some stuff down. I can't believe it. I've never written a speech in my life. I just get up and run my mouth, but tonight...
We know how that works, yeah.
Tonight I wrote something down. If I stay to the script, that'd be great, but I'm not going to... You know me. I probably won't even stay to the script, so... But it'll be good.
Well, buddy, a great day. This is better. When it's better than good, it's God, and God's in this, and I can't wait to be here, and I get to sit back and just enjoy it. Although I'm going to be tempted to do the play-by-play.
Yeah, you could.
Actually, Coach Winger stand there, his knees look a little tight.
Yeah, it's a good deal, and, I mean, I'll be a people booked this hotel, so, you know, it's crazy. I love the support that we get from everyone, and I think that probably means as much to me as anything is all the support we get from, you know, there are a lot of tough dudes that are going to be in this building.
Well, who's this tough dude you brought in? A couple of guys here. Actually, we're broadcasting from my room out looking over the Mississippi.
Yeah, I got a couple. I've got a lot of nieces.
Yeah, there's a lot of family running around in these whole parts.
And Texan's sitting over here. I think he's 6 years old, and that's a tough guy name, isn't it?
Yeah, he looks tough.
Yeah, he just took a sack in the hallway. We were playing a little football out there, but I think he'll bounce back. So
you get this extreme of tough, and then a beautiful little
Penelope. Yeah, and then the beautiful Penelope over here. So how old are you, Penelope? 10? 7.
Oh, 7?
She's 7. Yeah, I lose track of... Yeah,
I would have thought closer to 15, but I wasn't ready to put her in a car. So you got a whole family up here, and it looks like you got a crew. You brought your bodyguards in. You knew you're rough. You came in this room.
Yeah, I do. I've got Penelope's dad's over there. He's going to protect me tonight. Obviously,
you're going to need somebody to hold you up in a moment.
Big feller and Texan's dad over there helping me out, and then I've got my nephew Dan's. Sons over there to make me feel young, and my brother-in-law over there, Larry, married to my sister. So, we all converged on the Mississippi River. It was kind of a cool thing.
It is pretty cool.
You know, they came. I don't even know where they came from. They're a military family, so they could be in Oklahoma.
Yeah, man, you're just wherever they're going to tell you. Right? Yeah.
Oklahoma one weekend and Indiana the next, but we've got some Indiana people here. We've got some Nebraska people here, Oklahoma people. And we all just converged.
Well, and I saw your mama down there a little bit ago, and you know, she's the most faithful, one of the most faithful listeners of the program. So,
yep.
Coach Hill's on the airline. Coach, welcome in, buddy, and a great week for the wrestling program. I want to give a sneak little shout out that the 24th you guys are putting together or something. I don't want to give all the details, but we're going to have a little fun on the 24th, it sounds like.
Yes, 24th, we're going to have a little fun with our track program from junior high girls, boys, high school girls, boys, and have a night for, we're going to kind of run it like elementary field day are going to be our event. So it's going to be a very, very non-typical track meet. But we're looking at, and then we'll do our senior night that night, since we got rained out or weathered out earlier or late in March. So this is going to be our makeup for that, but we're going to try to turn it into a program event and still be able to honor our seniors in the right way. So looking forward to that. That's the 24th week from Wednesday.
Talking with Coach Darren Hill here on the phone line as Coach Winger. Are you kidding me? I'm going to go for a run. Join me later. All right. Hey, Coach, speaking of running, the boys, how was this last week for the guys? And, again, looking for those PRs because conference is coming up quickly, and we're hoping to get some guys on the Blue Oval.
Well, we did three meets in 3 days. So if you ask the guys this morning, you know, hopefully they're up and at least moving around. But if you ask them, they will be relieved after this week. Put a lot of taxing events on these guys this week. But we had a great week. You know, Coach Ratliff mentioned not big in size in terms of numbers. But I tell you what, it's so gratifying to be up in the front of the bus, and when the kids get off, they're thanking the bus driver for getting them to the track meet, and that is one of the neatest things. It warms my heart when they do that, because that tells you what type of guys we have, and gals too, both. We don't get the opportunity to go boy-girl very often, or at least haven't, but we'll start doing that here towards the end of the season. But this week, we were at Sheraton on Tuesday. We talk personal best, season's best. We had 17 personal best, 3-season best on day one, which was Sheraton again. You know, it's just amazing. We get kids that first year running high school track. Sometimes it's first kids running track, period. And just to see the smiles on their faces and the excitement when they do better than what they did the time before. And, you know, we just, it's just a really, really good feeling. You know, this week was, again, we don't like to have 3 meets in 1 week, but we did due to a makeup was one last night. But, so we went to Clark then on Thursday. It was kind of a, we're going to do some things we don't normally do. Ethan Stalzer ran the mile for the first time this year. Yarkowski ran an 800 for the first time this year. So, you know, just trying to do some things a little bit different, break up the monotony, but yet still work on some cardio for the 800 and for the 400 hurdles and the 4x4. We did that. Parker Heeman hadn't long jumped since seventh grade. Parker got the great opportunity to get on the bus and say, oh, by the way, Parker, you're going to long jump tonight. No run-throughs with Coach Beal. He goes out there and pops off a 17 feet, 8 inches places. Last night he goes 17-10, places a little bit higher than he did the night before. So, you know, just the willingness of him to get another event in for us, and we don't leave an event open, so we got the opportunity to score some points. Field events last night, we scored 22 points in field events last night. I'm probably not too far off of saying it's been 5 years since we scored 22 points in field events. It's crazy. Coach Sparks has the throwers throwing. This little guy named Paul Ballard, he goes fourth in the shot put, throwing at a personal best of 40 feet, 11 inches. Jesse McMillan comes back and places fourth in the disc, throwing his personal best. Parker Heeman, again, personal best on his second time he's ever jumped a long jump, placed fourth. Ryan Little, he's had some success at the high jump, but I tell you what, about 2 weeks ago, he hit 6'4 for the first time, and he hit 6'6 at Sheraton. Last night, he goes school record 6'7, and he's an automatic Drake Relays qualifier. So yeah, that is a great thing for him. You know, just our 4x4 last night, we cut 2 seconds off at Sheraton on Tuesday. They cut another second last night. So, you know, and Eric Derscheid goes 239 in the 4x8, but comes back and runs a 223 open 8. So he goes 16 seconds faster in an open. And our young kids, Reno and Sample and Layhart, Ben Wilson wasn't there last night due to show choir, but those young kids are really coming on strong. Hutchison and Buckingham, you know, those young kids are coming along really well. I'm very pleased with where we're at. We go Monday at Beacon, so we're going to have a wind fest, but it's supposed to be an 80-degree wind fest. It'll only feel like 80.
Well, Coach, we'll have more information on the 24th. That is the Coach's Corner brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Have a great Saturday, and congratulations to Ellie Winger and the Winger family as we get ready to say I do and celebrate a wedding here today. And you've been listening to the Coach's Corner.